I thought the fourth step had to do with changing. And before I came to AA, I went to psychologists, psychiatrists, you name it, to try and help me get fixed. And I would find out all these things that were supposedly wrong with me or what happened to me in my childhood, that there was no way for me to know how to do anything different. Alcoholics Anonymous is teaching me how to do it differently. It's teaching me things like when I get worried to say something like, "Thank you, God, for taking care of Debbie," instead of worrying about Debbie. It's teaching me how to spend the holiday. It's teaching me first things first. It's teaching me when I write things down about myself in an inventory that the process is not change, it's admit and accept. That's what it says in the book, is admit and accept. So for the first time in my life, I was looking at all of these things that were unacceptable in me, and I was accepting them. And that's the difference here. I found out that when I get upset, my first need is to quiet the disturbance. That was something different for me. When I used to communicate with you about what was wrong, it was always when I was upset. After I calmed down, I don't want to make waves. So I had to learn how to do it just the opposite. When I'm upset, I use what the 12 and 12 call self-restraint of tongue and pen, and I quiet the disturbance. And then after I calm down, it's time for me to talk about what was going on. But objectively, it doesn't mean stuffing what I was feeling, but it means calm down first and then talk about it. And that was totally new for me. Different way of doing things. I found out that instincts are our problem here, and that we can't get rid of instincts. They're God-given. But it doesn't say that just instincts are the problem. It says instincts on rampage, or misdirected instincts, or instincts in the extreme. You know, it's like we have all these things that we've been given, all these assets, and we turn them into defects with our extremes, with our emotionalism. So I had to learn how to start getting more perspective and get more objective about what's going on. The 12 and 12 talks a lot about humility and perspective. It says that the more perspective we have, the more humility we have. And the minute we lose perspective, we lose humility. So anyway, I finished this thing. It took me 6 months to write all that stuff I was just talking about. Not because I had 6 months worth of writing. I had probably 5.5 months worth of rebellion and procrastination. But that's what it took me to get through that, and I did finish the task. And I went away for the weekend with my sponsor to take my fifth step. And it talks in the 12 and 12 about, in the fifth step, that that's the beginning of the end of our isolation from men and from God. And I found that to be true with me. I told that woman all of this stuff that had been bothering me.